Ramaphosa, che ricambiano delle lavaie in una manso corria capati andando nelle vecchie caia. Rocobobo si bebe bianco copro cotorobo si etararamacchia. Ricambababababan so corria capababan so corria capaia in una mansia tararamacchia taia. Alla la la nama aliandarama alliandarobo cose che papababababan so aramanerarabacaglia nerobocosce capabababababan. Manso corria capa papanse alande de vesio bordo dorobo hosea. Our hearts bow before you, Father. Reba baba baba manso corria capandia nella bacaya oriande de andorobo hosian bandi andandia nella bacchia taia. Our hearts bow before you, O God, and ananamandia nanamansaya. How great and excellent you are, ande de la bacchia taia. How great and mighty you are. Ambambamban socoria capaglia la macchia tarabacchiaia. Orian dananama alian socoria capaglia la bestia ambrocotori ambabacchiate. Ricananaman socoria andaranaman shakea. O mandianda nananaman shakabaglia andaranabocco shakea. You are our Lord. Anananaman socoa. You are the Lord over our life. Andore che papan socoria capalian se che le chiataia. You are the Lord over our life. Andananama ia sataia. Iandananama ale che cabori che peche. Rocobori andele le bestio brocosea. You are the Lord over our life. Andele le becchia caro osce capaia. Remababan soco. You are the Lord over our life. Ed ananaman so. And you reign suprema. Niemandandandele che. Che pa ande delle becchiata raman shekaya rocobori ande de nian shekabaya. Father, you have our will. Yenana mokoshe, you have our will. Ande de beshea, you have our will, Father. E kapale ketea yokobori andana manshaya. Oh God, our will, God. Ande de beshekea, we submit it to you again on this morning. Anana mokoshekea, and we, God, declare. Declare as Jesus declared, not our will but thine be done. And not our will but thine be done. We thank you this morning, O God, that we are being formed in Christ. We are being formed to be like Christ. And we thank you, O God, that the end result, hallelujah, will be, Lord God, that we are sanctified unto Christ. That we obey and we obey quickly, Father. Lord God, that we are submitted sons, Father. That will be the result of our obedience to you, Father. And we bless you and we thank you and we worship the name of Jesus on this morning. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to our God. Welcome to 6460. Good morning to each and every one of you that is here with us on today. Those that are coming in, we welcome you. Whether you, this is your first time, amen, or you've been here all from the beginning all the way till today, we welcome you. Whatever, wherever you fit in to this journey, we welcome you here this morning. This prayer journey was established to build spiritual capacity so that we can learn how to govern in the spirit. And we want to govern in the spirit with maturity, and we want to govern in the spirit with endurance and accuracy. It is also a journey of intimacy with God, where we are trained to remain before Him long enough to be corrected and strengthened and instructed and transformed. 6460 is not just about a prayer schedule. It is about a formation process. It is teaching us how to become consistent in prayer and how to discern spiritual patterns, how to respond to conviction, how to resist fear, and how to live in deeper consecration with God. Now, we begin this journey on January the 5th, and today is February the 23rd. Third, which places us at day 50. I wish I had a drum roll on this morning. And day 50 is so significant because we should be far enough into this process, to identify what has changed in us, what has been exposed in us, and what still requires surrender. At this stage, prayer should be producing stronger discernment. At this stage, prayer should be producing deeper stability and greater sensitivity to the Holy Spirit and a more serious commitment to holiness and obedience. Are you seeing that in yourself? We have been in this journey long enough for you to see results. Now, this morning, we are going to focus again on gates. Yes, we are still on gates, but I want to also focus on consecration and inner vulnerability and responsibility in the family of God. This morning, yes, we are still talking about gates, but we're talking also about consecration, inner vulnerability, and responsibility in the family of God. Many believers understand spiritual attack, but sometimes we understand it primarily by looking at what is external. And we understand that external warfare is very real. Scripture teaches us to be watchful, right? But at the same time, spiritual maturity requires that we also examine what is not just external, but what is internal. And we have been talking about our internal world quite a bit. We must be willing to ask what is active in the heart, what has not been surrendered, what fear remains unaddressed, and where pride is hiding, right? We must be willing to ask what patterns have created openings in our life. And so this lesson also requires precision in how we understand holiness. Let's talk about it this morning. God calls his people to holiness, right? It's not a bad word. Holiness is not isolation from the people of God. Holiness is not the rejection of brotherhood, right? In this lesson, when we use the word brotherhood, we are talking about the family of God. I don't want anyone to be confused. When you hear me use the word brotherhood, I'm talking about the family of God, which means our covenant responsibility to be fellow believers. Amen. The household of faith, right? The body of Christ. These are different names that we use, interchangeable names that we use for the family of God. We are talking about the burden we carry for one another before the Lord. And so this includes women and men, when you hear me say brotherhood. It's family language, okay? It's not just meant for the man, all right? So a believer can be consecrated, and a believer can be compassionate at the same time, right? A believer can reject sin, and they can still carry burden for the people who are bound by sin, right? A believer can discern corruption and still intercede with humility instead of self-righteousness. So today's lesson calls us into that maturity. It also calls us into practical consecration. The body is a temple. Hear me this morning, by the way of the Spirit. Your body is a temple, right? Your body is a home. Why is that important? Because what we permit in our home, in our temple, is important. What we practice is important. What we watch is important. How we prepare for sleep is important, right? Spiritual life is not formed only in our moments of prayer. Let me say that again. Maybe someone is writing. Your spiritual life, my spiritual life, is not formed only in our moments of prayer. It is formed through what we repeatedly allow, what we repeatedly agree with, what we repeatedly embody. And so by day 50, this is the right time for a deeper examination, okay? We are not only asking God to move around us, we are asking God to expose and govern what is within us. For those note takers on this morning, I want you to write, the most dangerous gates are often the ones within us. I want you to write, the most dangerous gates are often the ones within us. One of the strongest revelations in the material you shared is the principle that the enemy could not act freely until an internal point of vulnerability was identified. Let me repeat that again. There is a principle that the enemy could not act freely until an internal point of vulnerability was identified. This is very important insight for spiritual maturity. There is a tendency in spiritual warfare teachings to focus only on what surrounds us. There is a tendency in spiritual warfare teachings to focus only on what surrounds us. The lesson that we are talking about today is going to press us into an even deeper question. What is still active within us that has not been surrendered to God? What is still active in me, in you, that is still not surrendered to God? Is it fear? Is it pride? Is it self-righteousness? Is it unresolved appetites? Is it hidden agreements? Is it tolerated compromise, right, that can function as an internal opening? Think about those things on this morning as we are going through this lesson. And for some of us, this may be a bit redundant, but God is always touching on things again and again to ensure that we are seeing exactly where openings are in our life. Jesus said that the ruler of this world was coming, but found nothing in him. And that particular statement reveals a principle of inward alignment. Inward alignment. When Jesus said, the enemy comes, but he finds nothing in me, that means that Jesus was align fully with his Father. Spiritual resistance is strengthened where the inner life is yielded to God. Vulnerability increases where internal disorder remains ungoverned. Let me repeat that. Spiritual resistance is strengthened where the inner life is yielded to God. Vulnerability is going to increase where the internal disorder remains ungoverned. And so this should not call us into fear, but it really should call us into a place of honesty. God may allow a person to see corruption around them, not to produce a superiority, but to expose what still needs cleansing with them. Spiritual perception without inner submission can become very dangerous. Discernment must remain joined to humility. Do you understand that on this morning? All right? Spiritual perception without inner submission. Have you ever seen a person that they can perceive everything, they can discern everything except what's going on within them? All right? So discernment must remain joined to humility. The issue is not only what is present in our environment. The issue is also whether there is anything in us that can be used as an access point, right? And so at this stage in 60 for 60, prayer should have matured enough that we can ask the Lord these questions. I want you to ask the Lord this. What is in me that still needs to be uprooted? Come on, ask him this morning. What is in me that still needs to be uprooted? Although I have been journeying and I have been growing in my 60 for 60, let me pause and ask God, what in me still needs to be uprooted? I want you to audit yourself at this time. I want you to ask the Lord. Now, I want you to ask him this question. Where have I normalized fear? Where have I normalized fear in my life? Take a pause and ask him to show you where you have normalized fear. Here's the next question I want you to ask God. What reaction in me keeps reappearing under pressure? What reaction in me keeps reappearing when I'm under pressure? Pause. Ask the Lord. Begin to examine your own heart. Ask the Lord to examine you in this moment to show you what reaction in you keeps reappearing under pressure. Ask the Lord this morning, what hidden pride is weakening my compassion? What hidden pride is weakening my compassion? Ask the Lord that this morning. Examine your own heart. Allow the Holy Spirit to scan you now and show you where there may be hidden pride that is weakening your compassion. What part of your inner life has not been governed by your spirit? What part of your inner life has not yet been governed by your spirit? You see, prayer is the place where God exposes internal gates. Prayer is not just the place of intimacy. It's not just the place where supplications are made. It is also the place where God exposes internal gates and gives us grace to close them through how? Repentance, surrender, and obedience. I want you to take a moment as you've asked yourself these questions to be able to close any gates internally through repentance, through surrender, and through obedience. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Point number two this morning, fear. Some of us are still challenged with fear. And it's not a minor issue. Fear is a gate that must be fought. Fear is not merely an emotion. Fear
can function as a spiritual access point when it is tolerated, when it is fed, when it is left unchallenged. And many of us as believers, we're extremely sincere and we still leave fear untreated because we only address it at the level of what we feel. But a more mature response recognizes that fear has consequences in our inner life. If fear remains active in our inner life, it can distort our discernment. It can also weaken our authority and interrupt our obedience. It can create patterns of retreat where God is calling for faith. What is God calling you to that's going to require faith? Everything. But what specifically has God told you to do that fear keeps popping up and stopping you from moving in faith? Scripture says what? That God is not the author of fear. He's not given us the spirit of fear. And that scripture gives us language to treat fear as something that must be resisted. You cannot accommodate fear. Fear can appear in your life as hesitation. Why are you hesitating? Fear can appear in your life as avoidance. I don't even want to be bothered. Fear can appear in your life as self-protection, as delay, as over-analysis, as withdrawal from obedience. Fear can show up in your life as refusal to trust God in a very specific area. And guess what? Fear may be speaking to you right now in a very reasonable tone. But you're still opposing the will of God. And so this is why we got to learn how to identify fear very quickly and confront it in prayer. Because if you leave fear unchallenged, it will become a repeated pattern that you may not even recognize. So I want you to take a moment before we pray. And I want you to confront fear in the light of Christ. By now, as we are being formed, we should be trained to fight fear in real time. We've got to name these things very honestly before God. We've got to refuse to agree with them. And we've got to replace it with the truth from the scripture. We've got to pray until the soul comes back under the government of the Spirit. And we've got to obey God in the place where fear was trying to rule us. Let us pray on this morning. Let us pray. Pale bando kupa. Libro kupale andebe ki kushe kapale kedaba alikikaya. Yena namo ushe baba ala kando ribishe baba kale ketea. Le broko pale ketela nama ale kiando ruko shika pale andada nabakia. Father, yamando shekabaya. We come before you on this day, day number 50. And we thank you for sustaining us through this journey. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for the grace to rise, for the grace to pray, for the grace to continue, and for the grace to be corrected. We acknowledge, Lord God, that every true change in us
is the result of your spirit working in us. This morning, Father, we do not come to protect our image. We've come this morning to be examined again. We do not come to preserve any hidden places. We've come to surrender every hidden place in us. We do not come to defend ourselves before you. We come to yield ourselves to you. God, search us now. Search us, O God. And when you find anything in us, Lord God, that is not like you, we pray, Father, that you pluck it out. Try us today. Know our hearts. Reveal every internal gate that has remained open. Reveal every fear that has been tolerated in us. Reveal every hidden pride that has weakened our compassion. Father, reveal every agreement again. Every pattern again, every reaction again, every appetite again. We submit ourselves again before you to be examined. Every thought structure that is resisting the government of your spirit, let your light into every chamber of, Lord God, the heart on this morning. Let the truth confront what we have excused, God. Let your mercy cover us while your hand corrects us. Let this morning produce clean repentance, Father. We want holy alignment, and we want deeper renewal in us. Father, we take authority this morning over the spirit of fear in every form in our life. We renounce fear as agreement. We renounce fear as a pattern. We renounce fear as a hidden governing force in decisions, in obedience, in timing, in speech, in response. And we declare that you have not given us the spirit of fear. We give it back. We have power, we have love, and we have a sound mind. Expose the places where fear has disguised itself as wisdom. Expose the places where fear has disguised itself as caution or delay or self-protection. We pray this morning that you would expose the places where fear has interrupted obedience. It's trained us to retreat. Expose the places where fear has kept us from becoming who you have called us to be. And by your authority, we close the gate of fear. We close the gate of torment. We close the gate of intimidation. We close the gate of insomnia. We close the gate of panic. We close the gate of dread. We close the gate of unbelief. Holy Spirit, I pray this morning that you would establish courage in your people that is rooted in truth, rooted in the confidence that we have in Christ. Establish stability in us that does not collapse under pressure, but train our minds to return to your word quickly. Train our mouths to speak truth. Train our spirits to remain aligned in moments of testing. Is there anyone that's being tested on this line right now? I want you to pray this prayer with us today. Fear will not govern your prayer life. It won't govern your assignments. It won't govern your relationships. It won't govern your home or your sleep patterns or your health. We submit ourselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Father, to fill every place where fear has occupied. Fill it with peace. Fill it with conviction. And fill it with holy strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen. Did you take this audit this morning? Did you ask yourself these questions? Did you resubmit yourself to the Lord on this morning?
and ask the Lord to expose where fear is still occupying spaces in your life. Did you ask him to show you the areas where you're still challenged? And as God exposes those areas, or exposed those areas this morning, did you resubmit them to the Lord? Now, I'm not asking you to tell us what you resubmitted or what you submitted for the very first time. But I do want you to come forth on today if you're able, if you're not working. We have people that work at various times of the night and the day. Do want you to come this morning, if you will, and share what you obtained from this lesson on this morning, what you're going to implement in your own life. Implementation is very important. What you are going to make a practice in your own internal world. Because the warfare is not always on the outside. Many times it's still on the inside. And we are willing to fight back against any spirit that is trying to enter into our gates. We are not willing to tolerate anything that we do not deserve and that God has not given us for our life. We don't want it. We want to throw that out. So I'm opening the line on this morning for anyone that would like to come forth at this time.
Grace and peace. This is Apostle Fash. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good morning. I thank God just for this word and this reminder. What I can say is that, of course, there has been some areas that, you know, we all have to realign and resubmit to God. And one of those areas for this 60 for 60 has been fear for me. And, you know, the Lord has been pushing me towards just getting really aggressive towards fear and breaking out of it. So doing things that I don't normally do that are uncomfortable to me, he has been pushing me to do those things. So not only did I just, my response to the word, is that I agree with God and that there's areas that I'm still submitting to God. This morning, just having a place of reflection from when we first started the 60 to 60 to now. And I'm just grateful because, you know, I know that, you know, prayer draws us closer to God, but also in a sense that the awareness and the discernment and the sharpness that I've been experiencing since the beginning has been amazing. Not just awareness. I'm not talking about awareness on the outward parts, but the awareness on the inward parts. So just even, you know, in seeing myself a lot in environments and atmospheres and moments when I'm alone and being able to just see that and come back and bring that back unto God and realign that space unto God. That has been beautiful. I'm thankful and grateful for this entire initiative. I'm thankful and grateful for this word this morning because it just put me in a place of just total reflection from the start to now. So thank you.
Amen. That's so good. Prayer, as you said, it exposes, you know, the closer you get to God, the more light begins to shine in you, not just out of you, but in you. And light
is going to expose wherever there may be dark places still there, right, in us, in our world. And we want that exposure to come to light so we don't walk around normalizing something that actually is comes from the dark world. And it can be so very subtle that we don't even see it. And so when light shines in dark places, and it could shine through someone sharing something with us, or it could shine from our own convictions where the Holy Spirit speaks to us directly in our inward man, you know, it could come through our reading of the word. It could come in through in spaces and environments like this. But as the Lord begins to expose it, see, this is why sometimes people don't want to get close to God, because the closer you get to God, the more light comes into your inner world. And there was something so key that Apostle Fast said. She said, not just an awareness externally, she said an awareness internally. Internally, are we aware in eternally, God exposed what's in me that still needs to be shaved down, that still needs to be plucked out, that still needs to be rearranged. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing on this morning. Anyone else that would like to come, feel free to do so at this time.
Good morning. Super grateful that I have this opportunity to even expose publicly how I've allowed the fear of function, and when I say function, I mean function in the call to, you know, really sometimes silence me. And I'm just reminded this morning how fear is only a feeling, but our calling is a fact. And whatever God has already spoken, he's already equipped us to handle that moment, handle that call, handle that thing. So, you know, I'm boldly saying today that my questions, my internal questions are changing from do I feel ready to am I willing to trust God one step at a time? Like, that's literally all that, you know, that's the first requirement, is trusting him one step at a time, not thinking about will I fail or what will people think or if I'm not enough. Am I willing to trust that God is going to carry me and speak through me? So thank you for allowing me to share that publicly so that, hey, Jamise is one of the people that, hey, if I said it, then I'm going to adamantly work towards it. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you for sharing on this morning and traveling mercies and grace to you as you travel back home. Amen. Anyone else that would like to share on this morning? I thank God for the vulnerability and for the transparency here on this line. We thank God that this is a safe place and a safe environment to build us up, to build each other up. So when we share, and it's not something we have to do, but sometimes we push you to do it because that level of sharing is empowering to another believer on the line. And it just creates this space of faith, amen, when we share. So if you would like to share, we'd love for you to come forth. If you have a testimony or if there's something within the word, if you did that audit this morning, if you were examining yourself as I was talking, amen, I've noticed that the Lord has me slowing down more, even in my teaching, to pause. And I'm reflecting with you. As I'm speaking, I'm reflecting along with you. But he's having me to talk a little bit slower so that we can really take in what God is saying to us. Sometimes when we go too fast, and I can, especially if I'm really passionate about something, I'm quick. But he's been slowing me down You've been slowing me down so that I too can reflect, but I can make sure that we are getting that. It's almost like he's pouring into us as, you know, their teaching is going forth, not just from me, but even from others. He's pouring into our vessels, amen, so that we can obtain every drop that he has for us. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful. God is wise, and he knows exactly what his people need, when they need it, how they need it. And so I'm thankful for even the adjustments in our teachers, amen, as we bring forth the word of God, that we do it exactly how God has instructed us, so that the students on the other end can attain everything. We don't want you to miss a drop. Amen. God doesn't want you to miss a drop, a tittle of what he has for you. Is there anyone else that would like to come on this morning? Please feel free to do so at this time.
Good morning. This is Pastor Anita. Thank you, and thank God for the teaching this morning. This has definitely felt like today in the context of where we are within 60 for 60 has felt like another layer being addressed, and it made me think about when I used to watch like the ASMR carpet cleaning videos and how. There's a process to the cleaning in that, you know, it's layer upon layer, and certain things required agitation and certain things required certain chemicals. And as we've been kind of circling back to or repeating some of the words that God has given, it's like touching another layer. And so I'm grateful that we keep going so that we can be completely transformed and no trace is left, and that we don't just stop at the first cleansing or the first layer, but once that's extracted, we keep going until we get to the bottom of it. And I do feel like this morning's teaching has helped to get to the bottom of several things, especially as it pertains to fear. So thank you so much.
Amen. What an amazing illustration on this morning. What an amazing illustration. That is a really good, I got a visual of it, even though I don't have carpet in my home any longer. I used to have it years ago, but, you know, when even in our, you know, cars, if we're, you know, shampooing our carpets, or, you know, we can use any type of process, like washing our hair. Sometimes there's times when our stylists, our hairstylists are using like a clarifying shampoo, you know, they may be using one type of shampoo and then they may use another type to clarify, to strip down, to get all of the gook down. And I know that there's been times when I've done a clarifying shampoo or, you know, gone to the cosmetologist to do something to my hair where they have to put another treatment or they have to, you know, strip my hair down. And I didn't even realize how much dirt was in my hair until they put that specific solution. And that's basically what you were talking about with the carpet. And sometimes, you know, we think that, okay, because we're doing spiritual activity, it seems like, you know, we're fully clean, but then God takes us deeper and says, not yet. You haven't gotten there yet. But thank God that he does that. Thank God that he keeps pressing on those areas. Even when we say, well, God, I've done all the work that I need to do in this space. I mean, how many times do I have to keep touching this space? And God says, I got to touch it again because there's more that you don't see. Let me push down so you can see what's actually there. And then you say, oh, man, I didn't even know that this was. Have you ever been in a position where you said, I thought I was healed from that? I thought I had gotten over that hump. But then something touches that area and you realize, nah, you've gone through layers, but there's still a deeper layer that you got to go through. That's what God is doing with us through these reiterations. Amen. So thank God for them. Anyone else that would like to come forth at this time? Amen. Well, we certainly do thank God for these time together on February the Today's the 23rd. I was going to say the 24th. Today is the 23rd. We thank God for this 50th day. Amen. And we'll be right back here with you at 12 noon. For those of you that are on the line that are able to join us at 12 noon, why don't you do us a favor and share the number with someone today. Tell them, hey, listen, put an alarm around 11:50 to jump on the prayer line. There's a word specifically for you that the Lord is going to utter through the teacher on today. We don't want you to miss that live and in person. So give someone that you may, you know, you might have even shared the number with them before, but just send them a little nudge or a little reminder to let them know that we'll be here at 12 noon, and hopefully they can join us on this afternoon. For those of you that may be new here, we do record the prayers, the trainings, the teachings, we record them. And so you can access those trainings. You can access these recordings by going to our website, which is www.scentmiami.com. And you can be able to listen back to the majority of the recordings here throughout 60 for 60. We do ask that you allow just about 24 hours for the ones that are new, but typically, Stacy gets those up really quickly so that you could be able to access and listen back to the replay. You can also see and obtain our updates, any news that's going on within Scent Miami. You can find it there on our website. And if you would like to give, if you would like to sow into the work that we're doing here, you can also give on that very same website, www.scentmiami.com. Now, we are super excited because coming up, Prophet DeMarcus, although many of you may not have met him physically in the flesh, you definitely have met him by spirit here on this line. And he is our first fruit that is going to be leaving us very soon in the summer. He's moving to Houston. So his birthday is coming up on March the 2nd, and we're going to be celebrating not only his birthday, but also a send away service is happening for him on March the 6th. So we would love for our prayer line family to join us. If you're out of town, hey, come on in. We would love for you to be with us to celebrate. We would love to meet you in person. Amen. Hug your neck. See you. Amen. Connect with you physically. Amen. In person. And we can use this celebration to do just that, to connect with one another. So if you would save the date, March the 6th, it's a Friday night at 7:30 p.m. And we are going to put it on our website as well so that people can, they can join us on that day. There's no charge for it. We just want to surround him with love, with celebration, with thanks for his life, and send him off the kingdom way. And I do want to thank God for all of you that wish me a happy birthday. I really appreciate, I'm still basking in the love that I received just this entire weekend, just throughout my life. God has been so good to me. And he's granted me just the most marvelous people surrounding me. And so I feel loved. I feel grateful. And sometimes, if I'm honest, I feel undeserving. But I thank God that he just whispered to me through so many vessels that this is a season that I deserve. And I'm so grateful for it. I'm so grateful for it. So thank you to all of you that traveled here. Thank you for all every sacrifice that was made to be a blessing to my life. May God return it back to you. I'm not going to even put a number. I'm going to say may God return it back to you in immeasurable ways, in immeasurable ways, ways that you can You couldn't even imagine. May God return it back to you. I'm going to go ahead and release the line at this time, but hope to hear you back here at 12 noon. Know that we love you and we bid you more grace.
More grace.
More grace.